Hello there, honey. Mind if I come and sit with you? So, what brings a young buck like you to a place like this? I thought that only the old folks and fallen stars come here. I mean, it's certainly not the cheapest bar around town. In fact, is one of the more luxurious bars. I see. Oh, I didn't mean anything with that. I'm just surprised to see someone as young here. Most of the youth nowadays go to the more seedy parts of town for a drink. The folks that come here are either retired or fallen stars that had their moments of fame. So, can I get you anything? A drink, perhaps? Bartender, two drinks. Whiskey on the rocks with fresh lime and a pint of Guinness, please. Oh, don't worry about the tab. I'll pay it for you. On one condition. You'll tell me your name, alright, sugar? It's a deal then. Well, let me introduce myself. I'm Harley. Harley Guinevere. Yes, I am the Harley Guinevere. Ex-model for the not-so-safe-for-work magazine of the country and retired actress at your service. And who might you be, honey? Oh, I like your name, sugar. It's pretty and unique. Just like that pretty face of yours. Oh, look at you, glowing all red and hot. Was my compliment that good? Oh, I'm just teasing you, sweetie. And besides, it's not every day you get complimented by an ex-model. Thank you, bartender. Here you go. So, do you think you can guess my age by my looks? Oh, honey. I'm 41 years old. But it was a nice guess. And besides, I'll take that as a compliment, so thank you. So now that you know how old I really am, what about you? Or are you gonna keep your age a secret from little old Guinevere? Okay. I'm sorry. I just love teasing the young folks and watching their reaction. It's so incredibly cute seeing them get all flustered and stumble over their words. I gotta admit, though, that I'm impressed. You're the first one that I can have a nice, long conversation with. Yes, really. I know some older men and women that I tried to talk to, but they didn't last this long. It's a good trait to be a good talker. I like that a lot. But it's even better when you can hold a conversation for this long. But what about you? What are some good traits that you look for in a partner? That's a good trait to look for as well. Say, I've been meaning to ask you a question. How did you learn about me? Did you get your hands on some of my vintage work? Or did you find me on the internet? I see. Oh, it's nothing to worry about. I just wasn't expecting that my name would still be relevant to this day, you know? I quit almost 16 years ago, and I assumed that I would be forgotten within a few months. But I guess not, huh? I still don't understand why you came to this place, though. Are you celebrating something? Or did you come here for a different reason? I see. Well, I mostly come here just to find some temporary company. It gets pretty lonely at home sometimes. Oh no, I'm not married. And neither do I have a significant other. What about you, honey? Do you have your eyes on someone special, or... Ah, I see. Well, I had a few men and women approach me here. Some recognized me. But when they realized who they're talking to, they all just got flustered. Or their confidence just ran away. It is pretty funny to see, but also very disheartening. I might have been a famous celebrity once, but I'm still a human, not some god you should worship. I'm glad that I retired early. Although, I have to admit that doing almost nothing every day gets very boring very quickly. And I'm not that good with computers and stuff like that. But hey, you have to be good with those, right? I mean, you grew up with laptops, smartphones, and the internet. Maybe you can teach me a new trick on my laptop or phone. Speaking of technology and tricks, I know one trick I can do with my phone. And all you have to do is give me your phone number. And done. It's getting late though. And I don't think that the bar will be open for much longer. So I will leave in a few minutes. I do have to say it was a pleasure to meet you. And even better to talk to you and get to know you. What? Is there something you want to ask me? Oh, well, I guess. I guess I can take you home to my place. But are you sure? Did you come here with your own car or a bike? You came here on foot. Well, look at you, getting your daily cardio exercise. All right. I'll try to tease you less. Unless you want me to, of course. Well, follow me then. My place isn't too far from here. I'd say it's about 20 minutes away from this part of town. Let's go. I think you made the right call there to go with me. Look. You'd be soaked by now if you walked home. That'd be one way to ruin a great night, don't you agree? But yes, this is where I live. It's quite spacious, even for a little old me. And I don't get much company either. The glass case. That's where I display the magazines and movies I was featured in. And whenever I made it onto the front page. It's just more memorabilia from back then. I missed those times. Don't get me wrong, I enjoy the early retirement life, but I don't really have a goal now. I did pick up on writing stories, and I even tried to write a romance novel, but I never got it published. Well, if there's one thing I want in my life, it would be to find the perfect partner someday. I've been dreaming about it for a lot of years now, and still counting. So yeah, that's one of my goals. And maybe I should just make a job out of my hobbies, you know? Hey, maybe I should do professional singing. I could make some good money from that. And perhaps I can climb my way back to fame. I know that some older celebrities got the spotlight back on them that way. But yeah, I'll just have to consider it. I don't miss the famous life though. Especially when people are just trying to take photos of you almost every single day. It's getting pretty late now, and I'm feeling a bit tired. Oh, well, I only have one bed here, but it's a two-person bed. So there should be more than enough room for you two. Well, you could sleep on the couch if you don't feel comfortable sharing a bed. All right, then. My room is up there. Second door to your right. Can't miss it. Or do you want me to lead you to my room? Okay. I'll see you in a few minutes. I need to brush my teeth and get ready for bed, all right? See you soon, sugar. You're already dozing off, I see. It is a really comfortable bed, isn't it? And here we are. The night went by really fast, didn't it? We were talking to each other at the bar not even 2 hours ago. And now we're both half dozing off at my place. Hey, mind if I lay against your shoulder? I just really want to cuddle up against you. What's bothering you, sugar? Is it something about me? Yourself? Just tell me, okay? I'm open to talk about anything that's on your mind. I've seen and heard it all. I see. Are you telling me that you like me? Don't be ashamed, honey. It's perfectly normal to develop these kind of feelings. No, it's just, I'm kind of taken aback by it. Well, you see, you're still a pretty young buck. Not to mention, I'm older than you. Why would a young person like you want to be with an old lady like me? I mean, I might be a somewhat faded star, but that doesn't mean I don't have feelings. And besides, who said that I didn't develop some feelings for you as well? Are you sure about this, though? Because... I'll take that as a yes. Alright, honey. But I'll warn you. I will shower you with my love and affection every day and night. So you better prepare yourself for that. But it is getting pretty late. And I can see you're already half asleep. No, no. Close those beautiful eyes of yours and go to sleep, okay? Good night, sugar. Sleep well.